The Fed's AI bet, Microsoft's OS ambitions, and the antitrust question nobody is asking yet. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh, who replaced Jerome Powell earlier this year, called artificial intelligence a transformative force and said the United States will be a big winner from AI-driven productivity growth. The bullish macro call from the central bank's top official implies the Fed under Warsh may be more willing to tolerate above-trend growth without reflexively raising rates. If AI is genuinely lifting output per worker, the economy can grow faster without triggering inflation. President Trump simultaneously called the existing Fed board hostile toward Warsh in a CNBC interview, an unusual public alignment between a president and his own nominee against the broader institution. Trump also commented on AI regulation in the same interview, saying the sector needs some guardrails, but as little as possible, framing minimal oversight as necessary to staying ahead of China. The argument papers over domestic risks, including labor displacement, financial market manipulation, illustrated vividly by today's Spotify prediction market fraud, and the potential for AI systems to concentrate power among a small number of firms. Microsoft's moves illustrate that power concentration risk in concrete terms. The company announced a $2.5 billion subsidiary dedicated to helping corporations deploy AI systems. Not a model development play, since that is covered through the OpenAI partnership, but an enterprise integration and professional services layer where much of the long-term revenue is expected to flow. A separately leaked video showing a prototype Copilot OS, an operating system with AI agents natively integrated rather than added as a feature, reveals the longer game, making every Windows Enterprise contract an AI deployment contract, a vertical integration strategy that antitrust regulators will eventually need to examine. The basic Sherman Act framework for that examination, as analysts note, turns on the distinction between market share and anti-competitive conduct. Being large is not illegal. Using dominance to foreclose competition is. OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta currently hold high market share in a new market, which is not automatically a legal problem. It becomes one if they use that position to prevent competitors from accessing the market on equal terms. The same standard the DOJ is applying to Google's search pre-installation agreements. Robinhood CEO claiming AI agents will match human traders attracted attention as a bullish pitch, but observers note that professional trading advantages derive not only from execution speed, but from information quality and scale, advantages AI agents democratize only partially. Tech giants are also openly funding research into AI consciousness, a topic that might seem philosophical but carries regulatory implications. If AI systems were determined to hold some form of moral status, existing frameworks for intellectual property, liability, and data ownership would require substantial revision. The public nature of that research funding suggests major companies want to lead the regulatory conversation when it arrives, rather than respond to it.